Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's time to play the game. Time to play the game!
It may be the nighttime,
but the sports talk doesn't stop.
Sports talk radio that's live, local,
and not for the faint of heart.
Oh, you didn't know?
Sometimes angry.
Loud noises!
Telling it like it is.
You insulted him a little bit. You got a little out of order yourself.
And pretty much always right.
Don't ever argue with the big dog. Big dog is always right.
Text or call 404-741-0929 and be part of the show.
Well, we're waiting.
Live from the Kia Studios, it's time for the John Chuckery Show. Serving you up sports on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
And welcome into Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Yes, it is time for the John Chuckery Show. Hanging out with you in the Kia Studios on this Wednesday evening with you for the full four. We ask you to download the Odyssey app. You're not in the car as much, but you want to listen in. Put the Odyssey app on one of your devices today. Take the smartphone. Take the Alexa speakers. Take your tablet. Take your Atari 2600, your Etch-A-Sketch, your Square Reader. Whatever your device is, just download it on something to be able to catch us when you are on the go. Social media is at 929 The Game on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. As always, best way to follow us is through our personal Twitter pages. I am at JMCH316. That is your water cooler talking points 3 to 6 months in advance. Day Day is producing the show. He is at D Lewis for real. Day Day, I got suspicious login attempts, I guess, on my Twitter page today. They sent me a notification that this was from, and this, they literally tried to log in like 8 or 10 times. This was from, and I'm gonna screw this up, Vilnius, Lithuania.
That's where the person was at.
Vilnius, and the country is Lithuania. They say the location is approximate based on the login's IP address.
Wow.
So
someone overseas wants to be JMC.
I guess. I don't know what I have that would be of interest to anybody, honestly. Certainly, you know, not my radio profession, you know. I mean, so, but anyway, so yes, they tried to log in about 8 or 9 times. And I did change my password. Don't you hate changing your password? Because are you one of those people that has password that you have the same password for 10 different things?
No, I'm not one of those. But the problem is, like, some stuff, like social media, like, my stuff stays logged in on my phone. So, like, I don't often, like, have to re-log into it. So
right.
I forget the password. So when stuff like that happens, it drives me crazy because it's like, you know, put your old password in. And I'm like, I don't remember it.
Well, and that's why, to be honest with you, I have a lot of similar passwords.
Okay.
Or they're sort of variations
right.
of them, right? And so I can usually remember, like, okay, if it's not this one, then it's this one. If it's not
gotcha.
That, it's this. I mean, so, you know, it's all based upon a variation of password.
Right.
And so I can usually figure it out. It may take me 3 or 4 tries, but I can usually figure it out. But I changed my Twitter password to something completely different, like completely different and random from anything that I've done
from
on
your
Twitter.
Normal.
Yeah, yeah. So I had to log into – I didn't have to log into my phone. They kept me logged in. You know, they just switch it over. But everything else I had to – on the computer in work, in here tonight, like you have to log on to your Twitter. And then they keep sending me notifications about there was a what is it they say? There was a login to your account from a new device. Well, not really. It's not new. It's
right.
My work computers. But they recognize it as a new device because I'm usually always logged in to my phone. They were trying to get me from Lithuania.
Wow.
So I don't know if I have any relatives over there. I mean, I don't think that I do. I don't know that I've ticked off anybody. I don't know that there's a girl I dated from Lithuania that I ticked off. I mean, maybe I just didn't realize
right,
it or
right.
remember it. But anyway, well, speaking of trying to get one in, listen, the Braves and Dodgers tonight, Bryce Elder, of course, on the mound for the good guys. Tony Gonsolin is on the hill for the Dodgers. He's been really good, 2-1 with a 1.13 ERA. Obviously, Bryce Elder has been spectacular, 3-0, 2.06 ERA. Can we beat the Dodgers once? You know, we've struggled the last couple of years to beat the Dodgers. I mean, we've not really handled our business against them the last couple few years. Now, again, we got them in the playoffs when it mattered most, right? To get ourselves into the World Series, right? We got the ultimate victory, so I'll take playoff series victories versus regular season series victories any day, any time of the week. But we have struggled against this team. They have had our number. And it really hasn't mattered if we played in Truist Park, if we've played them on the road, in Chavez Ravine. Really hasn't mattered a whole lot. They've been always able to beat us. And, you know, again, they've had a really good regular season record the last few years against us. So hopefully the Braves can salvage a win out of all of this and at least get a little bit of momentum as we go into tomorrow night, right? And now we get to see the Philadelphia, let me say it the proper way, full doleful fool. Get to see Philadelphia tomorrow night. So that will be fun. Our first chance to see the Phillies this year, Bryce Harper and crew. Obviously, they are trying to get some things done. I mean, you know, they were 7 games back when we started this Dodger series. They're only 6.5 back now. So they've done nothing but pick up a half a game, even though the Braves have 2 losses in a row. And even though the Braves are 4-6 in their last 10, they still can't make any hay. And nobody in the division is making any hay. The Braves still have the biggest division lead of any division in baseball. They're up 4.5 games over the Mets. Mets are 25-24. Braves are 29-19, even going 4-6 in the last 10 games, even losing 2 in a row. So even with all of that, so far, Philly, New York, I guess Miami, but I don't really count Miami as a true Major League franchise. They're not going to compete for anything. But Philly and New York have not been able to really gain some ground in this division. They have the biggest lead of any team in any division in Major League Baseball. So it is a testament to how good and how deep the Braves have been, especially that road record. That road record just stands out like bright neon lights, 17-7 on the road this year. Now, maybe some good news. Michael Soroka had arguably his best minor league start so far. So he got, I don't think he was at 100 pitches, but I think he was in the 90s. Pitched really well. Obviously went kind of deep into the game. So you feel good about that. Now, I don't even know, and I don't think anybody really knows, a real timetable for when Michael Soroka will be back up with the club. Here's what I'll say. I would way rather on the side of caution than I would be to rush Michael Soroka up. With all due respect, 29-19 in the biggest divisional lead in baseball, I can live without Michael Soroka if I need to for a week, two, three, whatever. I can live without him. I want him that when he comes back, he can resemble that guy from a few years ago. Not a guy who, you know, comes up, makes a start, three innings in, he's fatigued, then the next start he gets hurt. I don't want that. I would rather err way on the side of caution with Michael Soroka, given the fact that he hasn't pitched in 3 years, right? He hadn't pitched in 3 years. So, at least at the major league level, he hadn't had a start in 3 years. So, I will err so far on the side of caution that, you know, I'll keep him. If they think it's going to be a day or two, I'll keep him a week. If they think it's going to be a week, I'll keep him 2 weeks. I will keep him down there for as long as possible and not have to call him up just to make sure that he is really ready to go and he's ready to rock and roll. Falcons start their voluntary OTAs. Saw a lot of clips of Calais Campbell talking about, you know, how he wanted to be here and all this good stuff. I mean, look, I'm glad. I love having Calais Campbell on this roster. There's nothing about having Calais Campbell on this roster that is a negative or a downside. It's all up arrow positive, right? So OTA is getting underway from Flowery Branch. You know, listen, are we going to learn anything? Probably not. But it's just good to see the Falcons. It's good to see this new-look Falcons team get their sea legs under them and obviously, you know, just, you know, get back to playing some football, right? So, again, we'll talk a little bit more about in the Falcons flyover some of the different things that are going on. Now, and we'll talk about more about this in That's Life and everything like that, but RIP to Tina Turner. So I guess Tina Turner died, what, earlier this afternoon?
Yeah.
So yeah. How old was Tina? In her 80s?
I think it said 83.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think she was in her 80s. So, you know, we'll get more into this in That's Life. But, you know, she was not a spring chicken when that whole, you know, What's Love Got to Do With It song came out and all that. I mean, that was obviously the revival. I mean, Private Dancer was the name of that album. Mm-hmm. That song, do you know who that song was written by, Private Dancer?
No.
Mark Knopfler, who is the guitarist and lead singer for Dire Straits.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, he wrote that song. So, again, she was not a young woman when her, you know, refound success all broke loose, right? I mean, look, her and Ike were soul singers in the 70s and all that, Proud Mary and all that good kind of stuff, but she was not young when the What's Love Got to Do With It craze hit and, you know, just completely, I mean, it completely revitalized her career. Like that Private Dancer album, just, it's a great album. It sold millions upon millions of records. What's Love Got to Do With It was a number one song, right? I mean, just, it was, and she might even won a Grammy for all of that.
Yeah, and was that her first solo project after, because of everything she was going through just to get signed
I don't think it was her first solo album, actually. I looked that up, but I think that Tina Turner had one or two solo albums before Private Dancer came out. And I don't remember them, but it does seem like that after her and Ike went separate ways that
she
had a couple of solo albums, but they didn't hit. And then along comes 1984 and What's Love Got to Do With It? And that would be her signature song for her career. I mean, no matter how many hits that she had, that would be her signature song forever and a day. Huge number one hit. And I think it won a Grammy, too. I think it won Grammy for, like, Song of the Year and all that. So, anyway. All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to open up the phone lines because I have a question, and I want some answers to this. 404-726-0929. 404-726-0929. Day-Day is back there producing the show. He'll answer your phone calls. What should we expect from Jesse Bates this year? Obviously, the Falcons paid him a crap ton of money as their highest-priced free agent, but what should we expect from Jesse Bates this season? Chuck, we're hanging out in the Kia studios. We'll take your phone calls next. Sports Radio 929 The Game, Odyssey.com app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, back at a Chuckery Show, hanging out in the Kia Studios on this Wednesday evening with you. 404-726-0929. Asking the question, what's your expectation from Jesse Bates this year? Obviously, the Falcons' highest-priced free agent. What's your expectation for Jesse Bates this year? All right, a couple house-cleaning things here. What's Love Got to Do With It received 3 Grammy Awards in 1985. It was the record of the year, it was the song of the year, and it was the best female pop vocal performance. So there you go. It was a Grammy winner. Day-Day. Did you just hear this ad for this new show that Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Yeah.
Fuba. Okay. I know it's, is he the ultimate cartoon character now at this point? Like, has he gone full gimmick? Like, he's fake Razor, Doink, TL Hopper. Like, he's a gimmick now.
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, honestly. Like, I mean, again, you know, I'm the gouvernator of California. You know, again, he's gone full gimmick. This episode is going to terminate you. Like, everything's a gimmick with this guy. He sounds like a walking gimmick. The only thing he's missing is either a toothpick in his mouth with a slick back hairdo or clown makeup on or a hockey stick for the being the goon. Like, that's what he is. He's a full gimmick now.
You know what's always, I've always been curious about, like, why his, not in a bad way, but, like, how is his accent still so thick all these years?
Yeah, you know, that is interesting. Because, I mean, you know what? Look, there are a lot of people who think Stevie Wonder isn't blind. Right?
Right, right.
Okay?
Right.
You think he talks like that at home? I'm the gouvernator of Cali.
Right,
I'm the gouvernator of California. I'm going to gouvernate you.
Right.
Like, do you think he talks that way at home?
His grandchildren.
Or do you think he's like, oh boy, I can't believe that people fell for this. I can't believe anybody believes my accent anymore.
Right.
Like, honestly, I agree 100% with
what?
You.
What? I mean, he hit the States in, what, the 70s,
oh,
right?
Yeah, mid-70s. Yeah, because, I mean, again, he was in Pumping Iron and obviously Mr. Olympia and all that kind of stuff. I mean, so, yeah, he moved here in the mid-70s, I think it was, and he's been here forever. And look, all he's done is be like an actor and hang around, you know, Americanized people and stuff like that. You would think that his accent wouldn't be. Look, Mel Gibson, you know, Mel Gibson, when he did the Mad Max movies, you know, they had to dub his voice in
they sure
because
did.
He had such a thick Australian accent. Now, look, he was born in New York, right? I mean, right. I mean, Mel Gibson was born in New York, moved as a child to Australia, but when they did the Mad Max movies, they had to dub in a voice because his accent was so thick.
Yep.
And again, they did that with Schwarzenegger, I think, with
Conan, wasn't it?
Was it Conan?
I think it was Conan.
Was it Conan that they had to dub
Conan,
in, you know, some voice, you know, things because his accent was so thick. But you're right. Like, it's still just a thick now. You know, it's 2023 and it's still, I'm the governor of California. I'm going to gouvernate you. He's been terminated. Like, it's a cartoon gimmick at this point.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right. 404-726-0929. Day-Day's back there answering the phone. All right. What are my expectations for Jesse Bates? Now, look. Again, I'll say it like this, and I'll try to be as charitable as I can with everything, okay? I like Jesse Bates, the player. I don't have anything against Jesse Bates. But Jesse Bates needs to be one of those guys that you draft and all of a sudden becomes an outstanding player. Not a $14 million guy that stands 10 yards away from the line of scrimmage. And that's my problem with it. You know, we can talk about being, you know, great at the line of scrimmage and all this, that, and the other, but when you don't, you know, again, did the 49ers need Javon Hargrave? No. But they invested $84 million in him. Why? Because they want to be great in the defensive line, just like they always are. They didn't say, well, we can just not pursue anybody. We've got enough people here. No, they went out and got the best interior defensive lineman in free agency. There's a reason why teams stay on top. And again, I think Jesse Bates is a really good player. 3 years ago, he was the best safety in football. 2020, in the pandemic, he was the best safety in baseball, in football. Is he that now? He's not going to sack the quarterback. He doesn't get lots of interceptions. You know, on a team, by the way, that the Bengals sacked the quarterback plenty of times. They signed Lance Hendrickson from the Saints, and all he did was come in and set the franchise record for most sacks in a season with the Bengals, right? That's the guys that influence your team. And I like the player, but I Jesse Bates is a guy that, when your defense is all fixed, that's the kind of guys you sign. Or you draft guys like Jesse Bates. Do I think he needs to be a first or second team all-pro player? Yeah. Yeah, if he's gonna influence the game. If you're going to sit either Hawkins or Grant in lieu of Jesse Bates, he needs to be a first or second team all-pro player. Because we've got draft capital invested in our two safeties. One's a second-round pick, one's a fifth-round pick. Over the last couple of years. And I thought that those guys, and especially if you had a chance, if you have a chance to work with Jerry Gray, if he laid some hands on those guys, could make them even better. Remember what he did for Cam Chancellor and Earl Thomas? Remember when he was the defensive backs coach for the 49ers, for the Seattle Seahawks, when they had that whole thing called the Legion of Boom, right? Where was Dan Quinn? Oh, he was in Gainesville, Florida? Oh, Jerry Gray was in Seattle. Dan Quinn was in Gainesville. Jerry Gray was in Seattle. There's your difference. There's your difference, folks. So I really hope that Jerry Gray certainly could have coached up all of our safeties. And that will be Jesse Bates as well. But I just when I see that our highest priced free agent player is a guy that stands 10 yards away from the line of scrimmage, well, he can come up to the line and all this and stop the run. Okay. I mean, all right. Again, we're back to stopping the run, or you know, we're back to Kyle Pitts being a blocker. Well, he blocks really well. Okay. That's why I invested the fourth round pick in him, right? So he could be a good blocker off the edge or whatever like that. Oh boy. Oh boy. As Jim Cornette says, oh boy. So anyway, but no, I do think that he needs to be a guy that is a first or second team all pro. You paid market price for him. Wasn't like the Caleb McGarry deal where he signed for below market value. He got full market value. What is he, the fourth highest paid safety in the NFL this year? Okay. I got no problem with that if he's that kind of player. I have no problem paying a guy, but they've got to influence the game. Where I have problems is when you give Ray Edwards and Dante Fowler and guys like that a whole bunch of money and they don't influence a single part of the game. They don't influence anything defensively. That's where I get into the sideways issues. And hopefully Jesse Bates will be a guy that pays huge dividends for this team. I think he's a really good player. I think he's one of the better safeties in the NFL. He was certainly the cream of the crop, and I don't know what the competition was at safety, but he certainly was the cream of the crop when it came to signing safeties. And he was not pretty much by and large. I mean, all the information was is that he was not going to re-sign with the Bengals. They had almost 2 years to negotiate a deal with him. This was not a situation where it's like the Lamar Jackson thing where he was always going to be a Raven no matter what. No, Jesse Bates was going back and forth with the Bengals brass for almost 2 years, and we know the Bengals don't want to pay guys. And I can tell you honestly, the Bengals probably looked at the idea of, okay, we're going to pay Jesse Bates a crap ton of money, and we got this guy under center. What's his number? What's Burrow's number? 8? Joe Burrow, 8? But they're looking at Jesse Bates and saying, okay, we can invest heavily into a safety, or we could put all that money into Joe Burrow, right? Burrow's 8, right? Joe Burrow's 8. Just go to Pro Football Reference. So, yeah. So, again, we can pay a Jesse Bates and maybe overpay at a position that doesn't influence games as much. 9, okay. Or we can pay a gazillion dollars to number 9, who's basically been the biggest transformation of our team as to why we're good now, as to why we're one of the best teams in the all of the NFL and going to be a perennial Super Bowl contender moving forward. So the Falcons did not get any kind of hometown discount or, you know, a guy who fell in their lap or whatever kind of analogy you want to make with it. He was a guy they paid full market price for. And I hope that he can, you know, influence the game enough. I don't know that with a safety that you point to specific numbers. This many sacks, this many INTs, or things like that. But we have to see him be a big influence on football games. Maybe he does come up to the line and go and sack the quarterback. Maybe that happens. He didn't ever, you know, I don't think he registered a sack last year. Let me see here real quickly. Jesse Bates, hold please. Come on. Jesse Bates had he had 8 passes defended, 1 forced fumble, 71 combined tackles, One tackle for loss, no quarterback hits, no quarterback sacks, and didn't score a safety or anything like that. So in 16 games, he had four INTs and no sacks. So again, if he can be an influence on the game and be an influence, you know, for what this secondary does, and with a Jerry Gray at the helm, it's all good. It's all good. But I just need to see it. Again, it's another guy that I think he's going to be really good, but can he influence games? That's what I want. I want guys who influence the outcome of games, not just put up stats, not just accumulate, you know, hollow numbers, you know, not just not have people bragging about, well, you know, he got 1,026 yards in 17 games and scored two touchdowns. Not hollow numbers like that. I mean, really and truly game-changing plays, influencing a football game, directly tied into what's the outcome going to be. All right, when we get back, Jake Fisher is going to join us. He is the senior NBA writer for Yahoo Sports. Get some thoughts about the Atlanta Hawks. We'll also bounce around the entirety of the NBA. Jake Fisher up next. Chuck Ring, the Kia Studios, Sports Radio 910 on the game, the Odyssey.com app. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. It is the John Chuckery Show, live on this Wednesday evening with you. Is, well, we thought we maybe would have the NBA Finals set here. We got one team in, but the Celtics did win last night over the Miami Heat to extend that series a little bit longer. So we'll see what happens. But we head out to the WadeFord.com hotline. We talked to senior NBA reporter from Yahoo Sports, Jake Fisher. You can follow him on his personal Twitter page, at Jake L. Fisher. Jake, appreciate the time. Thanks for a few minutes here in Atlanta.
You got it. How are things your way?
Well, we are good. Let's talk about this franchise first and foremost with the Atlanta Hawks. How busy of an offseason do you expect the Hawks to have? I mean, look, this has been a couple of years of kind of in the muck and the mire, and we do have some good pieces, but something is just not working. I don't know if it's just all coaching, but something is not working here in Atlanta. How busy and active do you think they'll be?
Well, I'll say this. We've been expecting John Collins to get moved for, it seems like, 3 years now. And every cycle, the trade deadline, the draft, it's been, you know, communicated to myself and reporters elsewhere and to rival teams that he's going to get moved, and he hasn't. So I'm never going to count my Hawks chickens until they hatch. But I will say that there's definitely a sense around the league and an expectation even that the Hawks will be active and on the phones and curious to explore various opportunities. I mean, they've got new leadership in tow now with Landry Fields. Really, it seems like he's got the lead, you know, front office chair kind of, you know, on stable footing now, and they're flushed out a front office with some additions, and Quinn Snyder's been able to get his footing. So that group, that nucleus, they're part of those guys. Landry's been around for a while, but they didn't put together this team exactly like this with that leadership structure in place. So just naturally speaking, I think we'll definitely hear Atlanta mentioned in a lot of early trade chatter. It's just a matter of what deals they'll actually be able to get done.
Do you think that they got the right guy for head coach, given the dearth of championship caliber coaches that, you know, came up on the marketplace now, where teams are just not willing to give some of their, you know, coaches a chance to get some things right? Do you think they got the right guy here in Atlanta at head coach?
I think so, and I'll say further that I've even asked the question to Quinn Snyder's, you know, associates and friends of his and people who work with him, if maybe Quinn might have taken the job too soon with the quality of other jobs that are open in Actually, I got pushback on that from people saying, you know, he was dead set on waiting out the whole year, and he had a whole European vacation plan that he cut short to come take this job. He's got ties to the Atlanta area. I think the opportunity to work with someone like Trae Young, to work with a new young executive in Landry Fields and build something kind of from like the ground floor up. They're not like a rebuild by any stretch, but they've got an opportunity here for Landry and Quinn basically starting in their respective, you know, leading voices pretty much along the same timeline to kind of shoot this thing in their image together. I don't know if Quinn would have had a more attractive situation than that one. So, I mean, the quality of coach he is and the fact he would have been very much at the top of a lot of these other teams' lists, I think it even further adds to the reasoning why Atlanta wanted to do this too, because he was the top guy on their list, and they made sure they went out and got him before what they expected to be a crowded marketplace in the coaching landscape. And I think it's even more crowded than the Hawks were anticipating at the time being.
Senior NBA reporter for Yahoo Sports, Jake Fisher, joining us here on the WadeFor.com hotline. And with that, you know, everybody we've talked to, I've talked to the beat reporter for the Jazz. I've talked to the play-by-play voice of the Jazz. I mean, obviously, we've had lots of NBA reporters on. I'll get your thoughts about this as well. Do you think that Quinn Snyder is going to have a real hand in player personnel and the way that this roster shapes up?
So I don't think that he has the proverbial final say that gets rumored about. I mean, to be honest, I don't truly know, and I don't think we'll really know until this offseason gets underway, because in the heat of battle at trade deadlines and the draft war room, ultimately whoever has final say is whoever the owner fully believes and trusts and takes their word most into account when, like, the clock is ticking. So I think all that's really to be determined. I don't think it necessarily matters that much, because I do think that Landry Fields has a ton of support. They've built a big front office that has a lot of guys that are close with him, and seems like it's a really close-knit group that's all kind of moving in the same direction. So I think Quinn's a part of that. I think, you know, he has a big, strong connection to Kyle Korver, and that connectivity, I think, will be very key in, you know, just having that relationship between the front office and the coaching staff. I think Quinn has a bit of an outsized reputation. That might be a little unfair. Someone who wants to, like, come in, swing in his elbows and pound on the table to demand certain things. I think he just wants his impression to be felt and his voice to be heard. And I have no doubt that's the situation in Atlanta right now.
Let's bounce around the league a little bit, Jake. Obviously, LeBron James and, you know, the Lakers, we'll see what happens there, if he's going to retire, if he's going to play for another year. I mean, when do you think is going to be the thing that LeBron James, when he does hang it up? Is it bottoming out as a team? Is it his skill set is just not there anymore? Like, what do you look at when you see LeBron and decide about when it's going to be the end for him?
I think the goal of his, of playing with his son, that's been pretty repeated to me as his number one objective. Sure, competing for a championship as well, but I think that's what he really wants to do. So, I mean, at a minimum, he's going to have to play out this contract, reach next season. This extension that kicks in this year for the 23-24 year and then 24-25 year that pays him basically $100 million over two seasons. So, I understand he's probably exhausted and he's 38. He's been nursing a foot injury that's really doesn't sound like it's been comfortable to play on. And he's probably facing a long summer of off-season rehab. I understand why he finally kind of let the dam break and say that he's been thinking about retirement. But I really am not expecting it to be something until that 24-25 season, 2 years from now, the second year of this contract, that's about to kick in, when he has the chance to either play with his son, Bronny, who's going to be spending next year as a freshman at USC, or at least play in the league at the same time as him.
Jake Fisher, senior reporter for Yahoo Sports, covering the NBA, joining me here on the WadeFor.com hotline. One team I'm very fascinated about is the Philadelphia 76ers. And, of course, you know, they are in the Eastern Conference here. And obviously, you know, look, the Hawks have had their battles with them over the years. But you look at Embiid, and he's the MVP of the league, right? And he's been a tremendous player over the last few years. Harden kind of is just, you know, the mystery X factor. They've tried different lineups. They've had all kinds of different personnel that they've been able to bring in. They thought they had the right coach in Doc Rivers and all this, that, and the other. Where is that franchise? Like, what? Like, where are they at now as far as what they're going to do? Because nothing that they have tried has really advanced them even as far as a lot of other franchises. It just doesn't seem that there's something that has worked in Philadelphia.
Yeah, I mean, the direction's really going to depend a lot on two things this summer. One, who the next head coach is going to be after they fire Doc Rivers, because I do think there's a big chance that Mike D'Antoni is the ultimate outcome there, who obviously coached James Harden to an MVP level in Houston and has strong connections from that time with Daryl Morey, who's now the president in Philadelphia. And then what does James Harden do? Does he go back to Houston, that's been long rumored? Does he stick in Philadelphia? I'm starting to believe he does stick in Philadelphia. So does that ultimately all impact Joel Embiid and his desire to stick around in Philadelphia as well? So those are the two things. I think we'll know a lot about their direction based off of the coaching decision, being that Mike D'Antoni would bring a clear offensive pick and roll heavy spread the floor style, which hasn't exactly been Joel Embiid's favorite way to play. And it'd be a different look than what they're doing now, feeding him the ball at the high post, feeding it to him at the low post, versus, you know, a defensive coach like Frank Vogel or someone like Nick Nurse, who's got a loud voice and a strong personality, who, you know, kind of wore out his welcome with a lot of players in Toronto. So I think all those things will be very important in shaping the direction of this team.
So one of the other big decisions is going to be, and this ties into a guy, you know, from the Atlanta area, is what's going to be the status of Jaylen Brown. Do you think that the Celtics are ready to break off that $290 million Supermax extension that he is going to end up being due? Or do you think that they are going to eventually part ways with Jaylen Brown?
The way he's played in these Eastern Conference Finals, I don't think any team would be super excited without any doubt in their mind about paying him that $300 million, you know, roughly contract. So we'll see. It's still very early. I mean, the series is still obviously ongoing. A lot can be determined here if you know, the Celtics turn things around and Jaylen Brown's like the key of it and he gets back to how he was playing against the Sixers. And I mean, a lot could change. But right now, being kind of a no-show in this series, I do wonder. I mean, teams like Portland and Atlanta, I think, would be looming, because that's not to say that teams aren't interested in him. A lot of teams would be interested in Jaylen Brown. I just don't think a lot of teams are necessarily itching to pay him, you know, 290 or whatever the final numbers of his max extension can get now that he made an All-NBA team. So we'll see. I think we'll definitely be hearing his name this summer, though, no matter what, about Boston's appetite, because those rival teams are going to be calling. And those teams are calling. It's going to get out in today's world. I'll hear about it. Other reporters will hear about it, and we'll be talking about it. So I do expect to hear his name. I just don't know at this point. I think it's too early to handicap whether or not he has a chance of getting moved.
Last question for you, Jake. You know, obviously Denver and Joker. Joker's been arguably one of the better players, you know, probably top four or five players in the entirety of the NBA, multiple-time MVP. But what has been the difference? Why have they finally kind of broken through that glass ceiling where, you know, again, for years they were kind of, okay, a really good regular season franchise, couldn't get it done in the playoffs. What's been the difference about Denver now getting to the NBA Finals?
I mean, Jokic is Jokic. Jamal Murray, people forget, was at the top of his game at this level in 2020 before he tore his ACL. They traded for Aaron Gordon at the 2021 trade deadline, and were looking like a juggernaut then. They were 8-0 before Murray tore his ACL and was out basically for the last two playoffs. Another key move was the Kentavious Caldwell-Pope trade this summer, when they sent Monty Morris and Will Barton to Washington for him. He's been a perfect piece And Bruce Brown might be the best sixth man in the league coming off the bench, a huge free agent signing for them. So, I mean, I think the Nuggets just have such a deep, cohesive unit from Jokic and Murray to you throw Michael Porter Jr. in there, Aaron Gordon, KCP, Bruce Brown. That might be the best top six in the NBA, and they've been the best team in the Western Conference all year long. I'm not surprised they're back at the Western Conference, you know, championship level, obviously advanced past that now. That's where they were when they were at full strength last, and I think they're even better.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. It is a John Chuckery Show live on this Wednesday evening with you. Is, well, we thought we maybe would have the NBA Finals set here. We got one team in, but the Celtics did win last night over the Miami Heat to extend that series a little bit longer. So we'll see what happens. But we head out to the WadeFord.com hotline. We talked to senior NBA reporter from Yahoo Sports, Jake Fisher. You can follow him on his personal Twitter page, at Jake L. Fisher. Jake, appreciate the time. Thanks for a few minutes here in Atlanta.
You got it. How are things your way?
Well, we are good. Let's talk about this franchise first and foremost with the Atlanta Hawks. How busy of an offseason do you expect the Hawks to have? I mean, look, this has been a couple of years of kind of in the muck, in the mire, and we do have some good pieces, but something is just not working. I don't know if it's just all coaching, but something is not working here in Atlanta. How busy and active do you think they'll be?
Well, I'll say this. We've been expecting John Collins to get moved for, it seems like, 3 years now. And every cycle, the trade deadline, the draft, it's been, you know, communicated to myself and reporters elsewhere and to rival teams that he's going to get moved, and he hasn't. So I'm never going to count my Hawks chickens until they hatch. But I will say that there's definitely a sense around the league and an expectation even that the Hawks will be active and on the phones and curious to explore various opportunities. I mean, they've got new leadership in tow now with Landry Fields. Really, it seems like he's got the lead, you know, front office chair kind of, you know, on stable footing now. And they're flushed out a front office with some additions, and Quinn Snyder's been able to get his footing. So that group, that nucleus, part of those guys, Landry's been around for a while, but they didn't put together this team exactly like this with that leadership structure in place. So just naturally speaking, I think we'll definitely hear Atlanta mentioned in a lot of early trade chatter. It's just a matter of what deals they'll actually be able to get done.
Do you think that they got the right guy for head coach, given the dearth of championship caliber coaches that, you know, came up on the marketplace now, where teams are just not willing to give some of their, you know, coaches a chance to get some things right? Do you think they got the right guy here in Atlanta at head coach?
I think so, and I'll say further that I've even asked the question to Quinn Snyder's, you know, associates and friends of his and people who work with him, if maybe Quinn might have taken the job too soon with the quality of other jobs that are open. And actually, I got pushback on that from people saying, you know, he was dead set on waiting out the whole year, and he had a whole European vacation plan that he cut short to come take this job. He's got ties to the Atlanta area. I think the opportunity to work with someone like Trae Young, to work with a new young executive in Landry Fields and build something kind of from like the ground floor up. They're not like a rebuild by any stretch, but they've got an opportunity here for Landry and Quinn basically starting in their respective, you know, leading voices pretty much along the same timeline to kind of shoot this thing and their image together. I don't know if Quinn would have had a more attractive situation than that one. So, I mean, the quality of coach he is and the fact he would have been very much at the top of a lot of these other teams' lists, I think it even further adds to the reasoning why Atlanta wanted to do this too, because he was the top guy on their list and they made sure they went out and got him before what they expected to be a crowded marketplace in the coaching landscape. But I think it's even more crowded than the Hawks were anticipating at the time being.
Senior NBA reporter for Yahoo Sports, Jake Fisher, joining us here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. And with that, you know, everybody we've talked to, I've talked to the beat reporter for the Jazz. I've talked to the play-by-play voice of the Jazz. I mean, obviously, we've had lots of NBA reporters on. I'll get your thoughts about this as well. Do you think that Quinn Snyder is going to have a real hand in player personnel and the way that this roster shapes up?
So I don't think that he has the proverbial final say that gets rumored about. I mean, to be honest, I don't truly know, and I don't think we'll really know until this offseason gets underway, because in the heat of battle at trade deadlines and the draft war room, ultimately, whoever has final say is whoever the owner fully believes and trusts and takes their word most into account when, like, the clock is ticking. So I think all that's really to be determined. I don't think it necessarily matters that much, because I do think that Landry Fields has a ton of support. They've built a big front office that has a lot of guys that are close with him, and seems like it's a really close-knit group that's all kind of moving in the same direction. So I think Quinn's a part of that. I think, you know, he has a big, strong connection to Kyle Korver, and that connectivity, I think, will be very key in you know, just having that relationship between the front office and the coaching staff. I think Quinn has a bit of an outsized reputation. That might be a little unfair. Someone who wants to, like, come in, swing in his elbows, and pounding the table to demand certain things. I think he just wants his impression to be felt and his voice to be heard. And I have no doubt that's the situation in Atlanta right now.
Let's bounce around the league a little bit, Jake. Obviously, LeBron James and, you know, the Lakers, we'll see what happens there, if he's going to retire, if he's going to play for another year. I mean, when do you think is going to be the thing that LeBron James, when he does hang it up? Is it bottoming out as a team? Is it his skill set is just not there anymore? Like, what do you look at when you see LeBron and decide about when it's going to be the end for him?
I think the goal of his, of playing with his son, that's been pretty repeated to me as his number one objective. Sure, competing for a championship as well, but I think that's what he really wants to do. So, I mean, at a minimum, he's going to have to play out this contract, reach next season, this extension that kicks in this year for the 23-24 year and then 24-25 year that pays him basically $100 million over two seasons. So, I understand he's probably exhausted and he's 38. He's been nursing a foot injury that's really doesn't sound like it's been comfortable to play on. And he's probably facing a long summer of off-season rehab. I understand why he finally kind of let the dam break and say that he's been thinking about retirement. But I really am not expecting it to be something until that 24-25 season, 2 years from now, the second year of this contract that's about to kick in, when he has the chance to either play with his son, Bronny, who's going to be spending next year as a freshman at USC, or at least play in the league at the same time as him.
Jake Fisher, senior reporter for Yahoo Sports, covering the NBA, joining me here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. One team I'm very fascinated about is the Philadelphia 76ers. And, of course, you know, they are in the Eastern Conference here. And, obviously, you know, look, the Hawks have had their battles with them over the years. But you look at Embiid, and he's the MVP of the league, right? And he's been a tremendous player over the last few years. Harden kind of is just, you know, the mystery X factor. They've tried different lineups. They've had all kinds of different personnel that they've been able to bring in. They thought they had the right coach in Doc Rivers and all this, that, and the other. Where is that franchise? Like, where are they at now as far as what they're going to do? Because nothing that they have tried has really advanced them even as far as a lot of other franchises. It just doesn't seem that there's something that has worked in Philadelphia.
Yeah, I mean, the direction's really going to depend a lot on two things this summer. One, who the next head coach is going to be after they fired Doc Rivers, because I do think there's a big chance that Mike D'Antoni is the ultimate outcome there, who obviously coached James Harden to an MVP level in Houston and has strong connections from that time with Daryl Morey, who's now the president in Philadelphia. And then what does James Harden do? Does he go back to Houston, that's been long rumored? Does he stick in Philadelphia? I'm starting to believe he does stick in Philadelphia. So does that ultimately all impact Joel Embiid and his desire to stick around in Philadelphia as well? So those are the two things. I think we'll know a lot about their direction based off of the coaching decision, being that Mike D'Antoni would bring a clear offensive pick and roll heavy spread the floor style, which hasn't exactly been Joel Embiid's favorite way to play. And it'd be a different look than what they're doing now, feeding him the ball at the high post, feeding it to him at the low post, versus, you know, a defensive coach like Frank Vogel or someone like Nick Nurse, who's got a loud voice and a strong personality, who, you know, kind of wore out his welcome with a lot of players in Toronto. So I think all those things will be very important in shaping the direction of this team.
So one of the other big decisions is going to be, and this ties into a guy, you know, from the Atlanta area, is what's going to be the status of Jaylen Brown. Do you think that the Celtics are ready to break off that $290 million Supermax extension that he is going to end up being due? Or do you think that they are going to eventually part ways with Jaylen Brown?
The way he's played in these Eastern Conference Finals, I don't think any team would be super excited without any doubt in their mind about paying him that $300 million, you know, roughly contract. So we'll see. It's still very early. I mean, the series is still obviously ongoing. A lot can be determined here if you know, the Celtics turn things around and Jaylen Brown's like the key of it. And he gets back to how he was playing against the Sixers. And I mean, a lot could change, but right now being kind of a no-show in this series, I do wonder. I mean, teams like Portland and Atlanta, I think, would be looming, because that's not to say that teams aren't interested in him. A lot of teams would be interested in Jaylen Brown. I just don't think a lot of teams are necessarily itching to pay him, you know, 290 or whatever the final numbers of his max extension can get now that he made an All-NBA team. So we'll see. I think we'll definitely be hearing his name this summer, though, no matter what, about Boston's appetite, because those rival teams are going to be calling. And if those teams are calling, it's going to get out in today's world. I'll hear about it. Other reporters will hear about it, and we'll be talking about it. So I do expect to hear his name. I just don't know at this point. I think it's too early to handicap whether or not he has a chance of getting moved.
Last question for you, Jake. You know, obviously Denver and Joker – Joker's been arguably one of the better players, you know, probably top four or five players in the entirety of the NBA, multiple-time MVP. But what has been the difference? Why have they finally kind of broken through that glass ceiling where, you know, again, for years they were kind of, okay, a really good regular season franchise, couldn't get it done in the playoffs. What's been the difference about Denver now getting to the NBA Finals?
I mean, Jokic is Jokic. Jamal Murray, people forget, was at the top of his game at this level in 2020 before he tore his ACL. They traded for Aaron Gordon at the 2021 trade deadline, and we're looking like a juggernaut then. They were 8-0 before Murray tore his ACL and was out basically for the last two playoffs. Another key move was the Kentavious Caldwell-Pope trade this summer when they sent Monty Morris and Will Barton to Washington for him. He's been a perfect piece. And Bruce Brown might be the best sixth man in the league coming off the bench, a huge free agent signing for them. So, I mean, I think the Nuggets just have such a deep, cohesive unit from Jokic and Murray to you throw Michael Porter Jr. in there, Aaron Gordon, KCP, Bruce Brown. That might be the best top six in the NBA, and they've been the best team in the Western Conference all year long. I'm not surprised they're back at the Western Conference, you know, championship level, obviously advanced past that now. That's where they were when they were at full strength last, and I think they're even better than they were when they lost to the Lakers in the 2020 Western Conference Final.
He is the senior NBA reporter for Yahoo Sports. Jake Fisher joined me here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. You can follow him on his personal Twitter page, at Jake L. Fisher. Jake, appreciate it, buddy. Thanks for a few minutes in Atlanta. We look forward to talking to you again soon.
You got it. Take care.
You got it. John Chuck, we will be back. Sports Radio 92 on the game and the Odyssey.com app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.